Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The death toll from Saturday's powerful earthquake in Ecuador reached more than 270 late Sunday, with thousands who lost their homes facing more life on the streets, some 2,500 people injured. The 7.8 magnitude quake struck along Ecuador's Pacific coast, where we understand from Gabriel Benitez of World Vision, rescue workers continue to arrive.
All the authorities have been there since the first earthquake. And we also, as an NGO, we are coordinating all the efforts and all the response with the local authorities and also with the humanitarian team of the country.
And across the Pacific, there also is heavy damage there. Japan's Kyushu Island, where at least 42 people have died from Thursday and Friday's earthquakes, thousands more injured, and about 200,000 people remaining in evacuation centers. Japan and Ecuador, part of the so-called Ring of Fire in the Pacific, where quakes and volcanic eruptions are common. Brazilian lawmakers have voted to back the impeachment process for President Dilma Rousseff. Sean Burgess is a Brazil expert at Australian National University.
This is the second time that a Brazilian president has been impeached, and it's not entirely clear how strong the legality of it was, but what is clear is that there's been a statement made that the Congress has the power to impeach the president. Now, this, of course, doesn't mean that she's out of office, but the Chamber of Deputies has made a pretty strong statement.
Opposition to Rousseff has increased in recent months with accusations she illegally covered up government budget shortfalls in 2014 to increase her chances for re-election. Rousseff denies the accusations. 68 leader was first elected in 2010. This is VOA News.